PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Senator Cory Booker has been speaking on the Senate floor for 15 hours now in protest of the Trump administration. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech 7 p.m. Monday night and says he'll go as long as he's physically able. Booker is protesting Trump's tariff steps Trump is taking to dismantle the Department of Education and end other policies, saying the nation is in crisis. Booker says America's elected leaders have a job to do.
We can't allow this body to continue without doing something different, speaking out. The threats to American people and American democracy are grave and urgent, and we all must do more. We all must do more against them.
The marathon speech means staff, police, and others working the Senate chamber have also been working through the night. The Lakewood man accused in the hot car death of his baby says he forgot the infant was in the vehicle. Mosh Elrich reportedly tells prosecutors he was supposed to drop the baby off with a sitter. Instead, he went to work, leaving the four-month-old in the car for 2 hours on a day that was 60 degrees last month, but the car's inside temperature soared to 90. The baby died of dehydration. Elrich is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Governor Murphy says 20 school districts in New Jersey could lose $85 million in a sudden clawback by the Trump administration.
The announcement comes as communities across the state are already facing increasing strains on school budgets. The Federal Department of Education announced the cuts to grants from a pandemic-era spending plan, saying districts would have to prove the COVID funds are still needed. Murphy says they are for student health and safety. Among the 20 districts that could lose funds are Westwood, Elizabeth, Linden, Keensburg, Hamilton, and Brick. Danny DeCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The owner of a rare imported sports car is suing a firehouse chief in Middlesex County who's accused of tossing gravel onto the neighboring vehicle, damaging it. Mark Bonna of Piscataway recently filed the suit against Joshua Skolnick, as well as the Piscataway Fire District Company that Skolnick led. Bonna says he bought the 1995 Nissan Nismo 270R in mint condition. It was being sold for $500,000 when Skolnick allegedly dumped the gravel mixture onto the parked car last year. The sale fell through. It now needs restoration. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How does the first day of April look? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Last night's rain did an excellent job tamping down drought concerns for now, reducing the fire danger and pollen levels going down too. Now let's dry out and chill out for a couple days before showers re-enter the forecast later this week. Sunny, breezy, and cooler today. Temperatures settle around 50 to 55 this afternoon. Tonight is going to get pretty chilly. Clear skies, calm winds, lows in the lower to mid-30s. A widespread frost or freeze looking likely for tonight. Tomorrow stays on the cool side. Highs only make it to around 50, going from sun to clouds. There will be a chance of a late-day shower to the north and west. And then Thursday, back into the 70s. It'll be cloudy, though, with a few hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, too. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton is 41. Jackson also 41. Millville is 46. Weather brought to you by Victor's Home Solutions. Get your roof inspected before the spring rains hit. Call Victor's today for a free 21-point inspection, 609-604-8115, 609-604-8115, or visit them online at victors.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.